Kalim Chapter Mishnah 1. Atana Shechat Satsu Ben Asarim. An oven that he partitioned with boards. So inside the space of the oven, he puts like boards to split it up. Or berios, or with curtains. Nimtza Sheretz B'makom Echad. If you find a Sheretz in one place, Hakol Tameh. The whole interior of the oven is considered Tameh. The fact that you split up the interior with these boards doesn't prevent the tumor from spreading through the oven. Kaveris Pechusa, if he has a beehive that has lost a piece out of it, and says the Kati that the pieces, the bottom fell away, and it's caused it to lose its status as a utensil, this beehive, right? So what he did was, for Kuka Bakash, he plugged it up with straw. He tried to remake it into a utensil again. Umoshesheles l'aver hataner. And then he puts it in the interior space of the oven, this beehive. So Sheretz v'socha, if it had a Sheretz inside it, hatanur tameh, the tanur is still tameh, meaning that the straw, according to this opinion, doesn't make it a complete container which would stop the tumor from transmitting from the Sheretz to the container and then into the oven. The straw doesn't make it a proper fixed-up container. So the oven would still be tameh. And so to Sheretz b'tanur, if there's a Sheretz in the oven, if there was food in the beehive, the food would be tamah, meaning doesn't stop the spread of the tumor from into the beehive and making that food tamah.
If instead of straw there were stones?
Okay, so that's a different case. You'd have to see for each substance, would it be considered fixed up or not? If it was rendered a proper utensil again, then we'd have to see. Rabbi Lezer Matar, Rabbi Lezer says, no, the straw is a good fixing up. It is a utensil again, and he disagrees with the opinion that we've just said. Amar Rebbe Eliezer, so Rebbe Eliezer said, "Im hitzila b'meis hachamur." Right? There's a case in Ohelos where if there was a beehive over there that was fixed up with straw, it's Ohelos 9:3, and it, if this plugged-up beehive was in a tent with a corpse, it protects its contents from impurity. This beehive. So he says that's much stricter than our case over here. Lotatzil bekli cheres hakal. Shouldn't this beehive with straw protect its contents in our case over here? So Amrulai, the sages said to him, no, imitzila b'meis hachamur. In that case over there, shechein cholkim ohalim. There is a concept that you can divide up the inside of the tent and the tumor won't spread. And we see over here, in our case, we just said up above that if you split up the inside of an oven, it doesn't prevent the tumor from spreading. So tatzil b'kli cheres hakal. So you see, she'ein cholkim kli cheres, because we do not divide earthenware utensils. Meaning there's a stringency in our case, which is not found in that case. So you can't necessarily learn from the one to the other. The halachas are different between the two.